Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, you may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube. You can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date's March 10th, 1939, and the title is Trail Across the Desert. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy.
Fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. Return with us to the west of yesteryear when the masked rider of the plains rode in the cause of justice. Across the length and breadth of seven states, the Lone Ranger's famous cry of Hi-Yo Silver brought hope to the oppressed and fear to the lawless. History has never recorded his deeds, but we know he lived, for stories have been told and handed down to us by the pioneers who braved the dangers of our western frontiers. Now from out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver, old boy. There's a ranch house burning on the trail ahead. Hi-yo, Silver, away!
The fire, the Lone Ranger noticed, was old Clem Hardy's ranch house. The sturdy old pioneer, lustily swinging a half-burnt blanket, put out the last of the blaze when he heard approaching horses. He straightened his bent back long enough to call out,
"Hi there! Give me a hand over here, will you? Help me with this blasted fire!"
There's not much can be saved now.
The house is gone. All I'm trying to do is see that the barn and the other buildings don't catch on fire. There's a couple of more blankets laying there. Help yourselves.
Come on, Tonto.
Every doggone penny gone. And the ranch house, too. There wasn't no call for them to start a fire. Just the cussedness of them doggone rattlers.
You mean this fire was set on purpose? It wasn't an accident?
Accident? Notch and Stag sink. Well, doing something like this is a fine joke.
Notch Parsons and Stag Tracy.
Them's the fellers. Know them?
I've heard plenty about them.
Who ain't? They're getting to be the talk of the whole territory. The sneaking sidewinders.
How's the fire over there, Tonto?
It's all right now.
Just about had it under control when you rode up. Thanks just the same. You done more than the sheriff was willing to do.
There. I don't think the other buildings are in danger now. You've got quite a fine place here.
I did have.
But your men, why aren't they here to help you?
Ain't got no hands. Let them all go when I sold out.
Sold out?
Oh, I kept the buildings. Figuring on spending the rest of my days here till I cashed in my chips. But I sold all my beef critters to the neighboring outfit.
You mean to say that's the money that was stolen?
Yep.
You should have banked it.
Would have. Them low-down crooks give me time. But only got the cash yesterday. Then first thing this morning, up they show.
Has the sheriff been told?
He's seen the blaze from town. Now he's trailing them crooks, but he won't get them.
I don't think he will.
I know doggone well he won't. It's getting to be a standing joke. Every time them fellas strike, the sheriff and the posse start on their trail. Then the next day they come back again with nothing to show for it.
Their trail, posse, make.
I noticed it, Kemosabe. I see they've headed for the desert.
Sure. Notch and Stag all his hightails for there. That's why they can't be caught.
Seems strange that the law can't go where they can.
Don't I know it? But there it is. The law can't, and there ain't no getting away from it.
This is the worst part of the desert country.
Yep. You can travel across the whole width of it without striking water.
Tonto ought to know about that. Have you ever heard of water holes in this section?
No. There's no water.
You see that line of hills over there?
Yes.
Well, that's where the desert starts. If you was aiming to cut straight across it, you'd have to take mules along, enough to pack water for the whole trip. And yet Notch and Stag rides into it with just their two horses and no more water than maybe they can carry in their canteens.
That's hard to understand.
And what's more, they go clear across the desert that way. Now, how can you beat that?
It would seem they must know some secret water hole along the way that no one else has ever found.
No, that's not right.
The engine's telling you straight, mister. Why, even the Apaches can't find water there. And if they can't, nobody can.
Tonto, this is the first time we've been this close to those outlaws. We're going to have a look at that trail ourselves.
You better watch out for the sheriff. He's so hopping mad he'd jail you just on account of that mask.
He'd know I was neither Nuts nor Stag.
Wouldn't make no difference. He's got to make somebody the goat, and you'd fit in just fine.
Then we'll avoid him. Here, Silver.
Here, Scout.
Silver, eh? I heard that name summers before.
Have you? Steady, old fellow.
Can't think where, though.
Perhaps you'll remember the next time we meet. Let's go, Tonto.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver. Come on.
The posse, led by Sheriff Jake Whipple, had already ridden far into the desert. Their horses found it difficult going in the loose, sandy soil, and a hot wind covered the riders with swirling clouds of sand.
Sheriff. When are we going to turn back?
Getting dry, Frosty?
I've swallowed enough sand and dust to start a dust storm. Just be breathing hard.
I've swallowed so doggone much dirt, I'm getting too heavy for this here cayuse to carry.
Well, I ain't like blazes to go back again empty-handed.
It won't be no more than folks expect.
I've got a notion to go back to town, get mules and water, and then follow these tracks just as far as they go.
Yeah, you done that once before.
Well, it won't hurt to do it again, will it?
Won't do no good, neither.
I never knew you done that, Sheriff. When was that?
The time them crooks robbed the stage.
Yeah? Where'd the tracks lead?
The other side of the desert. That's where I lost them.
Then it's a fact they ain't got no hideout in the desert, huh?
Yeah, how could they? Say, Sheriff, there's a funny thing.
What's that?
Recollect them funny tracks we seen following the trail of them crooks before?
Sure.
Well, there they are again. See them?
Don't waste your time worrying about varmints. Just keep your eyes on the trail we're following.
But they're going the same way.
Well, that's so.
What of it?
And they look just about as fresh as the tracks left with them crooks' horses.
Likely following in case they drop like wolves do.
Maybe so. They ain't wolves, though.
I should say they ain't. Look at the strides them varmints take. Was a mighty big animal made them prints.
Well, we ain't after animals. We're after thieves. Just keep that in mind.
Look here, Sheriff. We don't turn around durn soon, our horses ain't going to make it to water again.
I don't know what to do. Whoa, whoa.
Whoa there. Frosty's right, Sheriff. What's the use going further?
Blast it. I ain't like poison to turn back. They got old Clem's cash. Just about all the cash the poor old feller's got. If we don't follow, that cash is gone for good.
And if we do follow, then maybe we're goner.
Uh-huh.
Well...
Oh, have a heart, Sheriff. My lips are cracking already, and emptied my canteen a mile back.
What do the rest of you fellas say?
Now, you see?
Well, maybe you're right. But by thunder, the next time them crooks strike...
They'll likely get away just like this time. Come on, horse. We're going home. Get up.
Get up. Get up.
I'm glad they turned back, Tonto. That gully was getting too shallow to hide us much longer. I wanted to get a good look at those other prints we've seen following the tracks of Notch and Stag. The hoofs of the posse blurred them too much.
There prints.
Good ones. Whoa, Silver.
Oh, Scout. Oh. Oh.
These marks were never made by horses.
Tonto not know them.
I didn't think there was an animal in the West that could leave prints you wouldn't recognize, Kemosabe.
Me not know them.
These aren't the prints of mules or cattle or of any wild animal found in this section.
What do you think?
Wait, there's something familiar. Perhaps... Tonto, I've remembered. Just once before in my life I've ever seen a trail like this.
What make it?
Tonto, if I told the law what I know, I wouldn't be believed.
Oh.
If I'm right, however, I've got an idea. We're going to Hazelton.
That where Lawman got off it.
Yes, the sheriff will know certain things.
We go now?
There's no use following the trail further. Our horses need water. I think there's another way to catch those fellows.
And that'd be good.
Come on, sir.
Get them up, Scout.
The first act of the sheriff and the members of his posse upon reaching town was to head for the cafe where they went about the business of quenching their thirst. Old Clem, who was also present, was one of the few who defended the sheriff from the criticism that met him, and...
Doggone funny, you can't never catch them fellas, Sheriff.
They've been robbing right and left for months.
Ain't a one of us is safe.
If you can't jail them crooks, we'll get somebody that can.
We ought to have a U.S. Marshal here.
Leave the sheriff be. There's none of you could do any better.
Well, we couldn't do no worse.
I didn't see you join up when I called for a posse.
It ain't my job to go chasing outlaws. That's what you was elected for.
Then if you want to get me out of office, maybe it'd be a good idea to see how you could fill my shoes.
You're just beating around the bush.
And you're just plain fool. Swallow sand for a while like we done and see how loud you talk.
You're a deputy. Of course you'd stick up for the sheriff. If we get us a new one, you would be out of a job, so would Sam.
The way you talk, you think we was in with them crooks.
I ain't said that, but you might as well be.
Why?
Forget it, Sheriff. His yapping ain't going to harm you none. Want me to go down and attend office while you're through here?
I'm leaving right now, Frosty. Stay on if you want to. See you later.
Yeah.
So long, gents.
So long, Sheriff.
You'd think to hear them loud-mouthed idiots talk that there ain't a one of them that could handle my job better than I can. Well, I'd admire to see them try it.
Sheriff.
What the?
Take it easy. Step around the porch, you're out of sight.
A masked crook.
I'm not a crook, but I won't stop to argue that with you.
This doggone country's getting overrun with your pesky kind. Maybe I ought to resign office after all.
I'm here to help you.
Huh?
You've been unable to capture Notch Parsons and Stag Tracy.
You know anything about them fellers?
Not much. That's why I'm here.
Yeah?
I've just one piece of information about them that you haven't.
What's that?
I won't tell you now because you wouldn't believe me. Instead, I want information you can give me. Putting the facts together, those outlaws may be caught.
I got it.
Yes?
I was wondering why a crook would hanker to see other crooks jailed. I bet you was a partner of them fellas and had a falling out. Is that it?
It isn't.
After the reward money?
I'm not interested in that.
Well, you gotta have some reason.
Never mind that. Sheriff, what I want to know is how those crooks work. You followed them a dozen or more times. What in particular have you noticed about their methods?
Methods? I can't tell you much except that they rob almost as regular as clockwork, then get clean away.
You mean they strike at regular intervals?
Just about once every 3 weeks.
That fact should be a help to you.
That's what I thought myself when I first figured it out, but it ain't. What good does it do to know when they're going to strike when you don't know where?
You could bait a trap.
Like announcing there's going to be a shipment of gold or something like that, then grabbing them when they try to steal it?
Yes.
No, it won't work. It's been tried already. Them fellers are slick. They're a heap more interested in staying clear of the law than they are in making a big killing at one time.
In other words, they rob only where they know the law isn't present.
Just so.
Every 3 weeks. I've heard you took mules one time, packed water, and followed them all the way across the desert.
A lot of good it done me.
I was trying to see what that interval of 3 weeks meant. I would say that means they strike, cross the desert to dispose of their loot, and return to strike again. It'd take them just about 3 weeks to make the full trip.
Closer to four.
Not if what I suspect is true.
Another thing. Have you noticed those strange tracks that always join that trail?
Couldn't help but notice them, could I?
Those outlaws do cross the desert each time. They'd have to find a path through that old volcanic formation about halfway across.
Well, that'd be easy. There's a dozen passes.
All within a stretch of a couple of miles, though.
Just the same, there's still too many to set guards there, if that's what you're thinking.
It isn't. My point is this. No matter where they entered the desert on this side, they'd still have to head in the direction of that particular stretch sooner or later.
I suppose so.
Now, try to remember. Those strange tracks I mentioned. If I'm right in my suspicion, they join the outlaw's trail at just about the same spot each time.
Huh? Well, let me think. Now, there was the time of the stage robbery. This time today, the time they robbed the Donnellys. Why, Thunder Stranger, you were right.
They join at the same place?
Well, in the same general locality. You couldn't pin it down to just one spot, though.
That's close enough. Thanks for the information.
Hold on. I've been answering your questions. Now you're going to answer mine.
Put down that gun.
Not by a darn sight. You're coming with me to my office.
I think not.
Ow!
Here, Silver.
Let go of my wrist.
You shouldn't have drawn.
Hey, fellas, come here. A masked man. Grab him.
You called for help too late, Sheriff.
Hold on.
Oh, Silver!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story. Almost 3 weeks went by after the Lone Ranger's talk with the sheriff. In the interval, the masked man used the time to check on the facts told him by the lawman. Then, late one afternoon, he and Tonto raced up to the barn where old Clem Hardy had made his home since the ranch house had been destroyed by Notch and Stag.
Whoa, Silver! Whoa,
oh,
Tonto!
Oh.
Clem, come out here!
That you, stranger? What in blazes you fellas been up to? I've been hearing you've been all around asking questions.
Saddle your horse, Clem.
Huh? What for?
We're riding, and you're coming along.
Riding where?
Would you like to capture the men who stole your money and burnt your home?
Would I? Say, I'd like nothing better.
And that's what you're going to do.
How?
I'll tell you as we ride. That reward money would come in handy to build a new home, wouldn't it?
Sure would. But where'd I have any claim to it?
Those outlaws are captured. We'll see that you get the reward.
Hey? What do you take me for? Figure I want charity?
Charity?
Well, that's what it'd be, wouldn't it? If he was to catch Notch and his sidekick and then give me the cash.
You wouldn't accept it, huh?
I always aim to earn what I get. It sets better somehow.
You wouldn't refuse the money if you made the capture alone, would you?
Of course not. But an old fella like me ain't going to corral a couple of gun hands like them.
We'll see about that. Saddle your horse.
She's already saddled. Where are we heading for?
The desert.
Say, have you found them fellas' trail?
No.
Then how...
Don't worry about that. Just take my word for it. We'll find Notch and Stag, and you'll make the capture alone.
That night, Simon Bates, the man who had been so loud in his denunciation of the sheriff at the time Clem Hardy had been robbed, was just preparing for bed when he heard hoofs stopping outside.
Now, who'd be coming here this time of night? Funny time for visitors. Listen, there's more trouble, and the sheriff's looking for fellas for a posse.
Just a second. Till I get my shoe back on. Hold your horses. Who is it anyhow? That you, Sheriff?
There's a hold-up, Sime.
Yeah? Them crooks have struck again. Just a second. I'll have the door unlocked. Who was held up, fellas?
We're being held up, Simon. It's happening right here and now.
What in blazes?
Stand aside.
Stag and Notch.
You sound right pleased to meet us.
Don't try anything.
You ornery stinking coyote. Get out of here. Leave me be. I ain't got no case.
We heard different.
I tell you,
I heard you got it hid somewheres around here in a little tin box. I suppose you get that box and hand it over.
It's not so. I ain't got no cash, I tell you. You got it all wrong.
You're getting us wrong if you think we're going to stand for being put off. Mister, you cough up that cash right now or get ready to eat lead.
No, no.
Show me mean business, Stag.
Yeah.
Don't.
Maybe this will get some action out of you.
Oh, gosh.
Give it to him again.
Stubborn engine.
Oh, no, wait.
Ready to talk?
If you ain't, I'll do the job upright.
Yes. Just don't hit me. The cash is over here.
Get it.
I'll get it.
Is it in that drawer?
Right here.
Hurry it up. We hanker to get started.
Just a second.
Hold still, Sime. You was figuring on reaching for that six gun that's in there along with that box, wasn't you? Well, don't do it.
Oh, no, I never was going to...
Then bring the box here and don't touch that shooting iron.
Here it is.
Thank you, kindly.
This is real friendly of you, Sime.
The sheriff will get word of this.
We figured you might like to let him know what happened.
And we've been enjoying the way he's been chasing after so much that we ain't got no objections at all to your telling him. What that fella needs most is a little more sand.
Yeah. Old chat.
You said you was heading for the sheriff's office?
You're blame right I am.
Then get.
No.
Make tracks, mister. The sheriff will be waiting to hear about this. Go on your way.
You pay for this.
If the sheriff didn't follow, we'd be plumb disappointed.
Look, it's time run for the stable.
Like there was Injuns after his scalp.
You know, Notch, I'm getting so there's more downright pleasure in thinking of the sheriff when that party is wallowing through the desert trying to catch up to us than there is in the cash we get.
They've sure had life miserable since we found this scheme to cross the desert.
Ain't they, though?
And they'll never catch us in a million years. Come on, let's hightail. It'll be almost daylight before we get to the desert.
Simon Bates, saddling his mount with fingers that trembled from rage, flung himself upon his horse and sent it thundering towards town. The sheriff had already locked his office and retired for the night, but Bates rode to his home, threw himself from the saddle, and ran to the sheriff's door.
Sheriff, get up. I've been robbed. Sheriff, get a move on you, blasted. I've been robbed, I tell you.
What's all the racket for?
Notch and Stag, help me up. By heaven, Sheriff, you don't get them fellas this time, you will be out of office.
The blasted crooks.
Well, you're just going to stand there? Ain't you going to do nothing?
I'll get dressed right away. You round up the boys. Get my deputies. Get everybody that can ride a horse. I've just had about my fill of these blamed holdups.
While Bates gathered a posse, the sheriff tumbled hastily into his clothes. Another failure, he knew, might lose his office for him, and he was resolved that that event would not occur. In the meantime, the two outlaws raced towards the desert throughout the entire night, and by morning it entered its sandy, barren area.
No sign of the posse yet, is there, Notch?
Not that I can see.
They'll be following, though. They're bound to.
Let them.
Just over that rise ahead that we left them critters, wasn't it?
Yeah. We'll see them in a second. Get up
there. Get on there.
Here we are. They're just below. What in blazes?
Gone.
They can't be.
But they are. Poor boy.
Oh,
over there.
Oh.
Maybe this is the wrong place. Maybe it was behind that next rise that we left them.
This is the place, all right.
But they ain't here.
There's their tracks. Blasted Stag, this is your fault.
It ain't.
You was the one that staked them out. You said they couldn't get away.
Gosh, I don't know how they did. Honest, I staked them nice. They must have pulled loose somehow.
You blundering fool.
Ain't no use sitting here getting in a fight. Just wandered off somewheres. Let's see which way the track's going. We'll run them down.
They headed further into the desert.
That's all right, then. We won't be losing any time.
Well, I'm thirsty, and so's my horse. We gotta have water.
And the sooner we get started, the better. Come along.
Hold up a second.
Huh?
Them critters didn't just wander off.
How do you know that?
You ain't blind, are you? Look there. The prints of horses. Somebody was here before us.
Can't be the sheriff. He never knew about the holdup till after we was on our way.
It don't matter who it is. We're in a doggone bad fix.
You want a double back?
And walk right into the posse? Not a knowing.
But what are we going to
do? We gotta catch them skunks that's been here and get those critters back. If we don't, we're done for. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, get up.
Get on there.
Get up there.
Get up there.
Get up.
Following the trail they had found, Notch and Stag headed further into the desert. The sun rose higher, and they soon emptied their canteens. The heat that bore down upon them was almost unbearable. They had no choice but to go on.
Stagg, I'm getting so thirsty I can't hardly swallow.
You ain't no worse off than what I am.
The horses can't go much farther.
They got to. You think I want to die out here?
Yeah, die. Look at them buzzards overhead, blast them.
What was that for?
To kill them. To kill them before they can get us.
You ain't going loco, are you?
I savvy what I'm doing.
Save your lead. We're likely to need it.
Yeah, them critters. Why can't we never catch up to them?
I've been noticing something.
Yeah?
The trail's been circling back. Now we're headed almost the way we came.
No.
Yeah. We gotta follow just the same. I'd take jail a dozen times over to dying of thirst out here on this blasted desert.
The trail, followed by Notch and Stagg, was that left for the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Clem. The masked man finally called a halt where a hollow formed a natural place of concealment.
They'll be along soon, Clem. I sighted them when we topped that last rise.
They're likely just about done in.
They are. You should be able to handle them easily.
But just what do you want me to do?
When they approach, ride out to meet them. They won't show any resistance. They've been through too much to have any fight left.
The ornery skunks. Serves them right.
And when the posse arrives, it'll be clear that you made the capture, Clem. There can't be any argument about the reward.
How do you know the posse will show up?
You noticed I turned back toward town?
Yeah.
As soon as the sheriff sees that Notch and Stagg have headed back again, he'll continue with any course.
I never thought of that.
There, feller, now.
Yes, Tonto, they're coming. All right, Clem, go ahead and good luck.
I owe you a heap for this chance, friend.
Go on before they reach us.
Get up. Get along there. Get up. Get up. Pull up there! Rein in, you polecats! Whoa, there! You just stay right where you are.
Water. We gotta have water.
Don't reach for them guns.
The blazes with guns. Water.
I got plenty of it here.
A drink, please.
You'll get a drink. I'm relieving you of that hardware first. There. You ain't armed no more, Stagg. Now wait till you get Notch's guns here. There. Reckon you're safe enough now.
Yeah. You promised a drink.
Here you are. Take it easy now. Just a swallow or two at first. You don't want cramps.
Golly, I thought we was going to die for sure.
Give your partner a drink.
Here you are, Stagg. What's that?
The posse. What do you suppose? But you fellows are my prisoners, savvy? I captured you and I'm getting the reward money.
Hold them, fellas!
Clem Hardy, where the fuck did you come from?
Come on your hand, you crooks! Oh,
you're too late, Sheriff. These fellows was captured by me. You're welcome to take them to jail, though.
Clem, is that water you got there in that canteen? We brought along an extra supply this time, but even that's gone.
Never mind the canteen. There's a plenty more where that come from.
Huh? Plenty more? Where?
All right, stranger. You can bring them critters along now.
Who are you calling to, Clem?
Hey, what's ailing the horses?
Quiet them down.
Hang on to them.
Something's scaring them. Well, I'll be... Look at there.
Circus critters.
Well, I see it, things. Hey, fellas, do you see what I see?
Camels.
Yeah, it's a doggone mirage.
Thunder, they're real. It ain't no mirage.
Sheriff, these animals explain how Notch and Stagg managed to escape across the desert time after time.
But a doggone. I've seen pictures of them critters, but who ever heard of them over in this country?
Few people know of their existence, Sheriff. But there have been quite a few imported.
I never heard of it.
When Jeff Davis was Secretary of War, it was his idea to equip all the troops in the West with camels. Lieutenant Beale took a herd all the way from San Antonio across the Colorado River into California. Later on, a number of private companies experimented with camels for hauling supplies.
Well, I'll be doggone.
A number of them broke loose and took to the wilds. And these must be two of them. You see what Notch and Stagg did? They loaded the camels with kegs of water and had them waiting for them. Each time they escaped across the desert, they had all the water they needed.
It's the first time I ever heard of crooks using critters like them.
But it was a blame slick idea just the same. Only the masked man had a slicker one. He figured them crooks had them camels waiting at just about the same spot each time. So we got there first and just took them with us.
Hey, stranger, you and the engine, where are you going?
We have to be on our way, Sheriff. But see to it that Clem gets the reward.
I'll do that, Sam.
Come, Tonto.
Hail Silver! Away! Come on, Silver Alpha! We're heading for the mining country! Hail Silver! Away! Thank you.
story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.